You're listening to a podcast from Victory. We honor God when we give Him our first and best. Learn more about this truth in week two of our series, Add to Heart.
Hi everyone, good afternoon to all of you. So welcome to our 5 p.m. online worship service. So I'm glad that you are tuning in right now. And I just want to welcome also those who are tuning with us for the very first time. I'm also glad that I'm back preaching the Word of God to you today. So we are continuing on our finance series entitled Add to Heart. And we are now on our second week of this series. Now, why Add to Heart? It is because giving is an issue of the heart. And we give because we are not told to do so, but we give because we want to worship God with our wealth. We want to honor Him. In fact, last week, we've all learned how the Lord was pleased with Abel's offering. Why? Because Abel did not only give the best portion to the Lord, but he gave it by faith. So add to heart because we have a choice to add something that is valuable to God. We want to add something in our hearts that would honor Him. Probably some of you would ask, why talk or why have a finance series on a pandemic season? Di ba nga meron pang typhoon, meron pang mga na-flood, hindi ba parang irrelevant yung pag-uusapan natin today? Well, since we all know that the Word of God is timeless, I do believe that the Word of God is still relevant to all of us today. Because kung sasabihin po natin na irrelevant yung salita ni God, yung word niya in pandemic season or in our most challenging moments, then we could also say that the Word of God, even His promises and His commands, are irrelevant in our lives. Now, I want us to understand, church, that God's command is not in vain. And when we add to our hearts the value of giving to God, then our giving would not be in vain as well. Besides, whether pandemic or not, guess what? God is still God, and He's still worthy to be praised in every area of our lives, and that includes our finances. All right? So let me read in Proverbs 3, verse 9 to 10 in ESV version. It says here, honor the Lord, okay, with your wealth and with the first fruits of all your produce. Then your barns will be filled with plenty, and your vats will be bursting with wine. Let us all pray. Lord, thank you, God, for this afternoon. Lord, allow us, God, to learn on how we can honor you with our wealth. Lord, help us also, God, that by your grace, we will be able, Lord God, to give the first fruit, Lord God, to you, Lord God. That we will be able, Lord God, to give, Lord God, what is best, Lord God, that is due your name. Lord, salamat, God, even as we obey your commands, Lord, you promise that our barns will be filled with plenty and our vats will be bursting with wine. But more than that, Lord, we want to increase in our relationship with you. Then we believe, Lord God, that the rest will follow. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Alam po ninyo, no, when we look at these two verses in Proverbs 3, yung 9 and 10, it's like a simple formula that would teach all of us on how we can acquire great wealth. That all we need to do is to honor God with our wealth and with our first fruits of all our produce, then our barns will be filled with plenty and our vats will be bursting with wine. I hope ganun po siya kadali, but it's not. Okay? Di natin dapat tignan itong binasa natin na scripture as a formula to get rich. As we look at Proverbs 3, verse 9 to 9, we cannot gaze at God as means to an end. Ibig sabihin po that if we honor God, if we do honor God with our wealth, He can give us more money. Well, that kind of thinking is a carnal kind of thinking and not a godly kingdom or not a kingdom mindset or not a godly kind of thinking. Because we don't want to preach to you a prosperity gospel using Proverbs 3 verse 9 to 10. But we want to preach to you the truth that would honor God. Something that we can add to our hearts, okay, on how we can use our wealth to exalt God who He is in our lives. Now, when we look at Proverbs 3, the entire Proverbs 3, this is actually an instruction of the father to his son. Sinasabi po nung tatay sa anak niya na the son should follow his ways, that his son should learn to trust in God, to pursue wisdom, and treat others properly. And he also tells him not to envy the lawless because God gives them what they deserve. In fact, Proverbs 3 is a father's speech directed to his son. Kaya nga makita natin, no, in verses 1, 11, and 21, merong exhortation doon para natin na, my son, my son. In fact, sabi doon sa verse 1, my son, do not forget my teaching, but let your mind retain my commandments. The father is also telling the son to do not forget, be not wise in your own eyes. Do not despise the Lord's discipline. Do not lose sight, and many more. But the father is also telling the son, write them in the tablet of your heart. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. It's like the father saying to his son, take to heart all these instructions because these are wisdom. It will make you wise. Okay, para katulad ng series natin, add to heart all the things that will make you wise. And that includes yung pag-uusapan po natin today in Proverbs 3 verses 9 to 10. Meaning to say that it will be wisdom for all of us if we learn, okay, to take to heart or add to heart in honoring the Lord with our wealth. So, are you ready for this? Let's start looking at and dissecting Proverbs 3 verses 9 to 10. Sabi doon sa verse 9, honor the Lord with your wealth and with the first fruits of all your produce. Now, yung word po na honor doon means something that is weighty or heavy. Meaning, when we say na we want to honor the Lord with our wealth, we want to honor Him with weighty and heavy respect, not lightly. Ibig sabihin, we want to give Him honor with our maximum and not with our minimum. Also, honoring the Lord is first and foremost an issue of the heart because sabi sa Bible, God looks at our hearts. So when God looks at our hearts, the question is, will He see a heart that heavily respects Him? Makikita ba ni God yun sa mga puso natin? Because the Lord deserves to be honored heavily. Now, why does He deserve to be honored? Because He is the Lord, the supreme maker of heaven and earth. He is also the owner of everything in this world. Kaya nga sabi sa Psalm 24 verse 1 in NIV version, the earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. Meaning all the lands, the golds and the silvers, the rivers, the mountains, the seas, the houses, everything on earth belongs to God. Nung tinitingin ako po ito, no, I can't help but remember yung, alam niyo, yung mga fans ng mga artista. Di ba, grabe po itong mga tao na to kasi kung itrato po nila yung mga idol nila, no, yung halos sambahin na nila, kulang na lang, i-offer nila yung buong buhay nila sa mga tao na to. Minsan nga kapag birthday ng mga favorite artist nila, talagang pag-iipunan nila ng gusto. Yung iba umaabot ng 10,000 to 20,000 to 50,000 para lang, alam mo yan, meron silang mairegalo, meron silang mai-offer dun sa favorite artist nila. And these people are paying them, okay, the respect they think that celebrity deserves. How much more si Lord? Okay? He is worthy to receive the highest honor that we as His creation can ever give. That the Lord is incomparable. And I believe that He deserves more. He is to be honored heavily. So, if we truly want to honor the Lord, we will not just honor Him with our words, with our service, but we will also honor Him with our wealth. Kasama po yung mga bulsa natin. Okay? So, again, sabi dun sa verse 9, honor the Lord with what? With your wealth, with our wealth. Kumbaga, kung si Lord e bigatin para sa atin, then honoring Him with our wealth should not be a struggle for all of us. Kasi sabi nga dun sa 1 Peter 3 verse 15 sa NIV, I remember sabi dun, but in your hearts, set apart Christ as Lord. Meaning, if Jesus is the Lord of our hearts, then honoring Him with our wealth will be a joy and not a burdensome, right? So, talagang, alam mo yan, it will be something na ikalulugod po ng puso natin, maluwag nating ibibigay sa Kanya yon. Because we know that every time we do that, we are worshiping Him. You know what? Once we acknowledge that everything belongs to Him, huwag po nating isipin na kapag nagbibigay tayo, eh, binibigyan natin sa Lord na malaking pabor. Because the truth of the matter is, we are just giving what belongs to Him. Remember, sa lahat po ng kumikita rito, sa lahat po ng nakikinig at saka naka-tune in ngayon, di ba po si God ang nagbigay ng kakayahan, karunungan, kalakasan at iba pang abilidad sa ating lahat para po tayo ay kumita. Whether sa businessman po natin yan or sa mga profession natin. Let us not forget, sabi po sa Deuteronomy 8:18, it is the Lord who gives us the ability to produce wealth. You know what, church? We could all end up in the streets begging for money because of lack of abilities and opportunities. And yet the Lord, by His grace, has given us, by His grace and His mercy, He has given each of us the ability to have wealth. So tell me right now, if it is wrong to honor the Lord with our wealth. That is why honoring Him with our wealth should be our top priority. Ibig sabihin, kapag binubuksan pa lang po natin yung mga pitaka natin or wallet natin, naisip na natin na nating lahat na bago ang pleasure, okay? At ang ibang bagay o ibang tao, si God ang una o si God ang mauna. Bago pa man natin isipin kung paano natin iba-budget yung pera natin o yung pagkasumweldo na tayo, at gusto nating gastusin ito sa anumang gusto natin pagkagastusan, si God muna ang una. In fact, bago pa nga pumasok sa ATM, bago pa tayong mag-isip sa nating gagamitin yon, okay, si God ang una nating iisipin na mabigyan siya ng malalim na karangalan dahil siya ang una. Na kailangan po nating maintindihan na si God po ang pinaka-importante, okay, at dapat maparangalan sa ating buhay. Now, talking about wealth, what is their wealth during their time? Well, wealth can be defined as a person's substance. It is the total sum of their assets. In their time, it could be a form of their land, their cattle, and crops. Today, in our time, it means it's our income, our possessions, savings, investments, and others. And as Christians, we are meant to use our wealth to honor the Lord, knowing that He is the most important person in our lives. So it means that the best way we can use our wealth is to honor God and for the things that will glorify Him, like advancing His kingdom here on earth. That is why in our church, we have the following. We have cross-cultural missionaries who are going to the ends of the earth to preach the gospel. We have our campus missionaries who are continuously going to every campus to reach out the next generation of leaders, to disciple and raise them up. Then we have the Real Life Foundation, okay, that gives hope to those who have dreams and yet do not have the capacity to go to school because of their lack in so many things. Then we also have this channel of blessing to the poor and needy. That's why meron tayong ginagawa na love for the city. And these are just examples that we can honor God with our wealth. In saying that, I just want to say that we exist not to worship our wealth, okay, but we exist to worship the Lord with our wealth. Let me repeat that. We exist not to worship our wealth, but we exist to worship the Lord with our wealth. But alam niyo po ba na it is very possible for us to dishonor the Lord with our wealth? Paano po? When we put heavier value or on our wealth more than God. When all we can think of is our wealth, yung bang natatakot tayo na mabawasan o mawala ito. Another thing na pwede natin ma-dishonor si God with our wealth is kapag na-mismanage natin yung wealth natin, yung mas marami tayong add to cart sa mga online shopping, okay, than add to cart na para kay God. Di ba? When we fail, another thing na we can dishonor God, I believe, is when we fail to use it in advancing God's kingdom. Another question that I want to ask us is that how can we honor Him with our wealth? Sabi daw, with the first fruits of all your produce. What do we mean by this? Ano pong ibig sabihin nito? The idea of first fruit here might be coming from Exodus 23 verse 19. Sabi po ron, the best of the first fruits of your ground you shall bring into the house of the Lord your God. In fact, yung word po na first fruits was mentioned 31 times in the Bible. It appears both in the Old and New Testaments and are talked about in relation to both spiritual and physical offerings. Spiritual because giving our first fruits is our worship unto God. It's our spiritual act of worship. It is physical because we want to make it a lifestyle. Gusto po natin siyang gawin. Gusto po natin siyang i-apply sa buhay natin. Again, the first fruits of our ground shall be brought into the house of the Lord, our God, because it is the main way we can honor God with our wealth. Sinasabi po ron, first fruits, not last fruits or not leftover fruits, but first fruits. Now, talking about first fruits, what is a first fruits? It means beginning, which implies that more is yet to come. Come on now. First fruits is only the beginning, and yet there's more. Sounds familiar? Di ba? But wait, there's more. It is the 10% o yung tinatawag na tithe of one's increase given by the Lord, which represents the whole harvest. Now, why is it at times we are having a hard time to give to the Lord the first and the best? Well, it could probably because we don't really honor the Lord in our lives. Because honoring God with our first fruits shows the giving of our heart, soul, mind, and strength because we value our relationship with our God. Okay? That's why giving our first fruits means we are wholly His. Pag binibigay po doon natin yung first fruit, it shows na ino-own tayo ni God. Okay? When we give our first fruits, we also recognize that everything that we have comes from the Lord. That is why to put God first with what we get is a way to remind ourselves of where the produce and money came from. Let me repeat that. To put God first with what we get is a way to remind ourselves of where the produce and money came from. So my question for all of us is that, do first fruits still have an application for us today? Applicable pa rin ba to sa time natin? I believe yes. Because based from our definition, it is the tenth of what we have. And we say that the commands of the Lord is timeless. So when we give our first fruits, listen, when we give our first fruits, it shows that we're not in love with wealth, but we are in love and grateful to God as the ultimate source of the increase. Okay? Again, when we give our first fruits, it shows that we're not in love with wealth, but we are in love and grateful to God as the ultimate source of the increase. You know, interestingly, church, there is a monetary incentive in honoring God with our wealth. And what is that? In verse 10, sabi po dun, then your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will be bursting with wine. Alam po niyo, itong verse 10, halos parang katulad po nung sinasabi doon sa Deuteronomy 28:8. Sabi po dun, the Lord will ordain blessings for you upon your barns and upon all your undertakings. Again, sinasabi sa verse 10, our barns or our storehouse will be filled with plenty. Woo! It will be filled with abundance. Meaning that our barns will be filled to the full. Hindi kulang. Okay? Also, it says our vats will be bursting with wine. Bursting means it will overflow. It will break. It will increase. Imagine mo na meron kang container. Dahil sa sobrang nag-overflow na halos mabiyak-biyak na siya, di ba? Sabi ni Ray Ortland, okay? How can wise people be tight-fisted? God our Father is sharing His resources with us to expand the family business, the gospel enterprise. He is entrusting into our care His own money, and we are investing His funds for His greater glory in the world today. He has made us His investment brokers. God loves to give even more to His children who understand what money is for and handle it wisely. That's why, okay, based on sa pinag-uusapan natin kanina, when we learn to honor the Lord, we give Him a heavy respect, okay, with our wealth. Okay, sinasabi po rito, okay, the result will be our barns will be full with plenty and our vats will be bursting with wine. My question is, do we want our barns and vats to be filled to overflow with plenty, to increase? Come on. Then it all starts by honoring the Lord or honoring our Lord. Now, what is our add to heart point here? Our add to our heart point here is that offering our first fruits is a demonstration of a heart that honors the Lord. Again, let me say that again. Offering our first fruits is a demonstration of a heart that honors the Lord. Let us all pray. Father, thank you, God, for this afternoon. Thank you, Lord, we remember that when you have given, Lord, your Son to all of us, you have given us, Lord God, your best, your only Son, so that all of us here, Lord God, would be saved, Lord God, from our sin. Lord, hindi ka nagdalawang isip, Lord, binigay mong lahat sa amin. Lord, maraming salamat because napakabuti mo, napakabait mo, Lord God, sa aming lahat. Maraming salamat, Panginoon, because you are always thinking about us. Sabi mo nga sa Romans 8, verse 32, okay? He who did not spare his own son but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? Lord, I believe that as we learn to honor you, Lord God, as we give you heavy respect, but because your name says Lord or Yahweh, Lord, I pray that, it will never be a struggle anymore for us, Lord God, in giving our wealth to honor you, Lord, giving our first fruit to you, Lord. Father, even right now, we come to you in repentance. Lord, we're sorry if our giving is not our first fruit to you. But sometimes, Lord, naisip ka namin huli na, Lord. Lord, we also repent, Lord God, from not honoring you, Lord God, with our wealth. But sometimes we are thinking about spending it, Lord God, to other things, Lord God, than to think of you first, Lord God. Na minsan ikaw yung nagiging last na priority namin. We also, Lord God, say sorry and humble ourselves when we mishandle, Lord God, our resources and our wealth. Father, by your grace and your mercy, would you change our hearts right now? Would you change all of us, God, with your word? Father, we humble ourselves to you, Lord God, and we say sorry. As you said in your words, God, that you give grace to the humble and opposes the proud. Lord God, we don't want you, Lord God, to oppose us. That's why we come to you, Lord God, in full humility and saying, Lord God, from this day on forth, Lord God, help us, Lord God, to focus on you. Help us, Lord God, to give what is best, that is due your name. And the last thing that I want to pray for, I realize that we will have a hard time honoring the Lord with our wealth if we will not surrender our lives and receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior. Now, if you are tuning with us for the very first time and you heard the preaching of God's Word, sabi sa Bible, faith comes from hearing and hearing the Word of God. This could be your opportunity to put your faith wholly to the Lord Jesus Christ. If that is you, would you pray this prayer with me? Lord Jesus, I come to you, Lord God, in repentance and asking today that I am a sorry who needs a Savior, Lord God. I am a sinner who needs a Savior like you. Lord, today, I want to honor you, Lord God, with my wealth. And it will only happen if I surrender my life to you first and receive you as my personal Lord and Savior. Lord, I come to you and receive you as my Lord and Savior. I believe in my heart that God raised you from the dead. Thank you, Jesus, for forgiving all my sins and giving me eternal life today. Help me to honor you, to follow you, to love you, and to serve you for the rest of my life. This I ask. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Kung kayo po yung tao na yon, nanalangin, congratulations to all of you. Let me tell you, tandaan nyo po itong araw na, this is your spiritual birthday. Ginawa ko rin po yan when I was 17 years old. And if you need help, don't hesitate to message us. Okay, so makikita nyo po dyan sa screen nyo na contact number namin at saka FB page namin. We want to know you as well. We want to help you on how you can honor God for the rest of your life. God bless you, everyone. See you next week.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.